This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. So you know they want you to die when the very same people calling for abolishing the police are also the people that say you should turn in all your firearms and be defenseless, right? And this is what the Democrats have become. This is the left in America. Shut down all the police, defund the police, abolish the police, unleash the looters and the rioters. Don't even bother arresting them anymore. And if they get arrested, just set them free. Don't charge them with anything. Let them burn down any buildings they want. Let them commit arson, robbery. Let them commit violence against innocent people all over the place. But you don't have the right to defend yourself, according to Democrats, because the Second Amendment is bad and guns are racist or something. I heard them argue the other day that coronavirus is racist. Yeah, that was a new one. It's like, huh, so you mean a virus that's not even alive, that has no nervous system, that, you know, isn't even a living entity, is racist? The coronavirus is racist against Black people? This is the argument. This is like the climate change scientists. Oh, climate change causes everything. Climate change causes children to be unhappy in kindergarten. Did you know that? There's a science article on that. Everything you can imagine. Oh, climate change causes toads to be almost extinct. You know, climate change causes husbands and wives to argue. There are actual scientific studies on it. Now, everything's racist. So the coronavirus is racist. Rising food prices are racist. Guns are racist. Even though plenty of Black citizens are armed. And I always say, you know, I try to trip people up with this one. I say, you know, what do you call a Black man with a gun? And whatever they say, I respond, no, the correct answer is a citizen, because an armed Black man is a citizen. An unarmed Black man, well, is a slave, because an unarmed anybody is a slave. Unarmed white man, unarmed Black man is a slave. An armed man is a citizen, or an armed woman is a citizen. But apparently guns are racist now. So you're not allowed to have a gun unless you're racist. So get this. So even if there's a white Antifa terrorist lunatic soy boy attacking you or trying to burn your house down or burn your business down, even if they're white, and even if you're white, if you shoot them as they're trying to set your building on fire, you're racist, even though there's no Black people involved. You're racist because you use a racist mechanism to shoot some crazy, insane white boy that's trying to light your building on fire because you don't have a sign out front that says Black-owned business. So, I mean, this is what it has come to. So guns are racist, and you're not allowed to defend yourself. In fact, self-defense is racist. You know what isn't racist, according to the left? Anarchy. They love that stuff. That's justice, anarchy. Basically, what they're saying is that if they can't control the system, they want to burn it down. If they don't have all the money, they're going to destroy your money. If they don't own all the businesses, they're going to shut yours down and just light it on fire and destroy you. This is what the left says now. So imagine the world without any law enforcement. The left thinks that's going to be utopia, that all the violence will stop, because in their minds, all the violence is being carried out solely by police, that there are no criminals in the Black community or the left-wing communities. There are no criminals, they say, that have ever committed any crime. That there's no one who has ever engaged in armed robbery. There's no one that's ever committed murder. There's no one that's been a drug smuggler or a drug dealer. That all of these crimes are fabricated by white police and a white justice system that they say is fraudulent. So if they say if you get rid of all police, then all crime will disappear. Imagine their shock if they try this experiment and find that not only does crime not disappear, crime explodes by 50 times higher, 50 times more murders, more lootings, more arson, more drug running, more child kidnapping, kidnap and ransom operations, more violence and crime and suffering all across their cities, even when there are no cops. Boy, that would be a reality for them to have to face, wouldn't it? To realize that their own people are criminals. You know, George Floyd was a criminal. Criminal record, taking part in armed robbery, shoved a gun in the torso of a pregnant woman. went to prison for 5 years, a hardened federal prison criminal with a felony record. But you don't hear that on CNN, do you? No, they say, oh, the problem is police. Now, I'm not excusing what the police did. And I've spoken out against that. It's wrong for police to murder any suspect in broad daylight. And they did murder him. So I'm not defending that. In fact, I've spoken out against that. But this idea that without police, that there will be no crimes, no violence in society, that's insane. But that's what the left is pushing right now. And as part of that, of course, you're supposed to give up your gun rights so that if looters and rapists come to your home, you know, while they're raping you, you're supposed to say, I'm not being raped because I'm progressive. You know, while they're shooting your dogs and your children and everything, while they're just murdering the people in your household, you're supposed to say, these murders are not happening because I am tolerant and inclusive and all loving, right? I guess that's what the left is going to try to train Americans to do. You're supposed to not acknowledge the anarchy and lawlessness that's happening right in your face. Instead, you're supposed to bow down and say none of this is happening, that this rape that's taking place is an expression of left-wing love, or this violence, this murder that's happening. This is left-wing progressivism. This is social justice, and they have the right to do that because they were oppressed 400 years ago. Nobody living today was oppressed because they all have extra special free speech protections, extra special university admissions, and extra special bonuses on college entrance exams and government loans and everything else you can imagine. They have all these special protections. There's no oppression. It's the opposite of oppression. But because there was oppression 4 centuries ago, you're supposed to enjoy being raped and looted and murdered. Just to be clear, that's what it has come to. So get ready to bow down and kiss the ring of your new conquerors. Get ready to beg for forgiveness for daring to try to protect your property with a Glock 19. You're not allowed to have 9mm rounds. Only they are allowed to have them, and they can shoot you and not be arrested for it because, well, you deserved it for being born white. They can just shoot you, and the police will let them go. Well, might not even be any police. So how dare you even think about taking justice in your own hands? That is not acceptable. You are supposed to bow down and love your new oppressors and accept your proper role in society as a piece of worthless filth because you were born white. That's your new role in society now, just to be clear. So enjoy being a piece of white filth as your country is conquered by lunatic anarchists and radical left-wing Marxists, some of whom are black and many of whom are white, by the way. And, you know, don't speak out against it or you will be censored because your voice you have no right to express your voice because you aren't saying the correct things that the communist-run tech giants want to hear in America. And don't you dare buy a gun because that's racist. And you know what else is racist? Hollow point rounds are really racist. And a hollow point 7.62x39 AK rounds, those are even more racist. And hollow point 300 Win Mag rounds, like what I have in my semi-auto rifle, those are super racist. And then, you know, hollow point hunting points, burger bullets, 338, you know, Lapua Magnum rounds, those are just extra, extra racist. And you should never have those in your possession unless you are a racist. Oh, 50 caliber bullets, 660 grain, 50 cal rounds for your Barrett, that's just beyond racist. That's like cosmic racism to have a 50 caliber gun. You're not allowed to have that. Just merely owning one makes you a white supremacist, apparently. And you can never be allowed to deploy one of these things without, you know, just basically admitting that you're a horrible person. So just keep all that in mind as you attempt to navigate reality. And stay tuned. Of course, this is all sarcastic, so don't take this podcast too seriously. Just trying to point out the absurdity of all the arguments that are floating around out there. Hopefully one day things will return more to sanity, but it may take a long time to get there. In any case, check out more of my podcasts at the Health Ranger Report channel on Brighteon.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I do call for real justice and real, you know, tolerance, actual tolerance, to allow all people to speak, regardless of the color of their skin. How about that? Real diversity. But according to Twitter, that makes me a racist.